TRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Greetings to everyone in Santa Fe and beyond. I welcome you to a very special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate coming to you from a world-class equestrian facility located at 72 Sandoval Road in Edgewood. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and I hope you will join us on this Father's Day, which is our gift to you, by just jumping into your car and driving south on Route 14, making a left on Highway 344, and then go right onto Sandoval Road and follow the Santa Fe Realty Partner signs. We'll have some interesting guest commentary about this beautiful working horse ranch, and you can also enjoy some terrific Josh's barbecue and also enter a drawing for fabulous free gifts. So celebrate Father's Day with us by driving south on Highway 14, past the town of Golden, then take a left on Highway 344 and come on over to 72 Sandoval Road. Take a tour of this unique horse ranch, enjoy some barbecue, and enter a drawing for free gifts. Before we get going with the show, I want to invite you to go to our website and check out all of the businesses who are partners of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services and products. Simply go to www.sfrp.com, click on the radio tower icon, and then click check out these stellar New Mexico companies. And if you are unable to join us today here at 72 Sandoval Road in Edgewood but want to see a terrific home in Santa Fe, then please attend an open house at 4 Camino del Centro in Aldea off of Route 599. This is the lowest-priced three-bedroom home in Aldea and has loads of features which you can check out from 1 to 4 today. Again, that's 4 Camino del Centro in Aldea. We have a lot going on with the show today and with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at 1260 KTRC. My very skilled technician, Colin McAdams, with us right here at 72 Sandoval Road, which is off of Route 344 in Edgewood, just south of Santa Fe. I want to start things off by getting some state-of-the-market comments from Andrew Hoffman, advisor for All Things Real Estate. Now, I spoke to Andrew earlier today, and let's take a listen to what he had to share with me.
Hi, Andrew. I think you've got some interesting commentary today that ties in nicely with our Horse Ranch remote broadcast.
Yes, I do. Hi, Ray. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
I want to discuss today the difficulties in riding the horse that we call Fannie Mae.
Nice analogy.
Which is now a government-owned company that is ultimately responsible for almost every loan in the United States under $417,000. Fannie's response to its losses in the last several years has been to tighten the guidelines under which it purchases loans. Fannie Mae is directly responsible for the liquidity in the mortgage market, and it is thus, to change a common phrase, the tail that wags the mortgage horse. Tightening guidelines is the reason why the timing of mortgage approvals has become so problematic. There are more questions being asked and more documentation being required for even the easiest and most direct transaction. The difficult transactions are obsessive in the amount that's been asked for. As an example of this tightening, Fannie has just announced that it will now require a credit report reissue just before closing. It has been commonplace for lenders to re-verify employment the day of closing, but now they also must re-pull a credit report. The purpose here is to see that if there's any undisclosed credit or if the borrowers have increased their debt load during the loan process. Lenders are working with the credit bureaus to try to ensure that pulling a new credit report does not in itself cause the credit score to drop. The fallout from this action, though, could be delay or even a canceling of the loan just before closing. It adds to an already heightened level of stress as it occurs when everything seems to be on its way to a closing. It's up to the lenders riding the Fannie Mae horse to alert their clients of this change, to caution against using credit during the process, and being aware of the negative impact that could occur. This is not necessarily good news for all of us.
Well, as always, Andrew, interesting commentary and a terrific metaphor that's very appropriate as we have our remote broadcast today here at the Horse Ranch. So thanks a lot. That's Andrew Hoffman, advisor to all things real estate. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Ray.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'd like to welcome you back live here to All Things Real Estate. We are at 72 Sandoval Road in Edgewood, this beautiful working horse ranch. And I'd like to welcome my broker colleague at Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ginger Clark, and joining her is Jessica Gallagher, who is one of the half of the proud owners of this working ranch. Ginger is the official host of the tour of this beautiful horse ranch today, and Jessica, of course, again, is the proud owner of this property. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it.
Well, you know, we've got a lot we're going to cover today. There are so many things we want to talk about. The one thing I want to mention right off the bat is that I'm looking at a beautiful horse by the name of Cleveland. Jessica Gallagher, talk a little bit about this fabulous puppy that's out here.
Yes, yeah. She is a puppy. She's a two-year-old by a horse named Custom Legend, who is currently the highest scoring reining horse so far in NRHA. She's a lovely filly. Her half-brother won the Sandhill Slide Futurity as a three-year-old and was a finalist at Congress. She's going to be a very nice prospect for us.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we're going to talk about this throughout the program today, but one of the things that you do quite successfully here is you train people in something that's specifically called reining.
Correct.
And tell the listeners what that means for those that are not horse aficionados.
Reining has become a huge industry. It's a sport where a horse has to go through a series of maneuvers called slides, spins, figure eights, lead changes. It's going to be the next Olympic sport, next horse sport inducted into the Olympics. And it's a huge event, the FEI. It's become huge here in the United States as well as in Germany.
And what's the FEI?
FEI is the Federation Equestrian International.
I see. So that's the international governing body of the equestrian sport.
Correct, uh-huh. Correct. And they're holding their huge function in Lexington, Kentucky this year.
All right. Well, I sort of jumped ahead there because beautiful Cleveland is out here. I was looking for a technical phrase, but as Jessica said, well, she hitched to a post, right? There's nothing more technical than that. So we have this horse, and she's going to be doing some minning here in a minute, so you'll hear that, so you'll know that we really are at a horse ranch. But before we get into it, I want to, again, re-welcome my colleague, Ginger Clark, associate broker at Santa Fe Realty Partners. Ginger, let's frame for the listeners why we are here, what this ranch is all about, and why people should get in their car and drive down here today.
Well, Ray, there's several reasons, but for any listeners who are maybe visiting or not sure, we're sitting under a portal in a barn outside. The temperature is about 85 degrees. It's perfection. Robin's blue egg sky.
Yeah.
It is beautiful. Absolutely spectacular, cool, comfy under the shade of the barn portal and looking at Cleveland, but If that would wear on you for a while, take a look at the 3,450 square foot adobe home. It's spectacular. Four bedrooms, 3.5 baths, 3 fireplaces, attached 2-car garage. It's perfection. And it was built by Benny.
Benny Fasanas, who is
the
other half of Jessica Gallagher and the proud owner of this place. And we're going to have Benny on in a few minutes here, and he can talk very specifically about the property. But, again, four bedrooms, 3.5 baths, about 4,000 square foot house. But there are a lot of outbuildings throughout the property. Talk a little bit about them.
Yes, Ray. Well, there is a cute as a button bunkhouse with 4 bunk beds and a microwave and a porch and one of those technical posts for you tie horses.
Yes.
And it's just darling. It looks like Ralph Lauren put it down here on the property.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a 350 square foot cabin on the property that, you know, for a caretaker, for the mother-in-law who wants to come and stay.
Sure.
You know, you decide where mom stays.
Absolutely.
And then there's also inside the barn is a very large room that's currently a billiard room, but could easily be converted into perhaps a visiting caretaker or someone who's boarding a horse here or someone who wants to keep track. Jessica and Benny have stalls here just for the maternity. I call it the maternity ward for horses, where
right.
There's closed-circuit TV. And a person could easily stay back there if they had their horses coming here, or they want to accompany their horses coming here.
Mm-hmm.
It's really set up as a turnkey operation that bring your toothbrush, you're at home.
All right. And besides all of these, and now the listeners know we are definitely at a horse ranch. That confirms it. Thank you, Cleveland, right on cue. Besides all the amenities of this fabulous horse ranch, I think you mentioned there are 40 acres here, and I think we need to squeeze in here that the price on this property, and by the way, listeners, Ginger Clark is the broker who's trying to market this property for Jessica and Benny, but it's $1,475,000, which in my view is a steal.
It is, right, because, you know, in addition to the custom horse and barn, you have to understand, totally custom, there are outshops where, you know, Benny does the welding and, you know, stores hay, and so you're getting the shops out there.
Property, great location.
The property, and I think I should mention that there is a contiguous 38 acres of open that's been fenced. And that's available as well,
mm-hmm.
you know, for sale. And it's got a well, and it's totally fenced.
So that would be a separate from this transaction.
The 40 acres here mm-hmm. would also have another 38 acres available if they want, and,
mm-hmm.
and that could be certainly negotiated.
And again, for anyone who's not familiar with Edgewood, we're very close to Albuquerque. We're only about 35, 40 minutes south of Santa Fe. It was very easy to get down here this morning. We got set up in plenty of time. I mean, I'm looking over at Benny Posadas, the co-owner of the property. I mean, this is you feel like you're a million miles away, but you really are very close to major places. So for someone who wants to be out of town but also be close to the amenities of Santa Fe and Albuquerque, this is a perfect place to be. I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a quick break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, I'm going to continue my conversation with the co-owners of this terrific property. So join us here at 72 Sandoval Road in Edgewood. Again, take Route 14 south to Route 344 and then make a right-hand turn onto Sandoval Road. Come on down to 72 and look for the Santa Fe Realty Partner sign that will lead you right here. We've got barbecue. We've got gifts to give away if you enter a drawing. So come on down and join us. We'll be
1260 KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. I am here today for a remote broadcast at 72 Sandoval Road, which is located in the beautiful community of Edgewood, just about 35 minutes south of Santa Fe. So if you are looking at doing something on Father's Day that would be sort of out of the ordinary, jump in your car, drive down Route 14 south, and go to Route 344. And then make a right turn on Sandoval Road, follow the Santa Fe Realty Partner signs. It'll take you right to this beautiful working ranch, which is a world-class equestrian center. And in the last segment, we sort of framed who we are talking to and why we're here and why you should be joining us on Father's Day at this ranch. But I'm joined now here in the broadcast booth by the co-owners, the very proud co-owners of this property, Jessica Gallagher again, and Benny Posadas. Welcome to the show, Benny.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here. You know, before we get into all of the different aspects associated with this terrific property, and you guys can speak for days about it, we only have an hour, sorry. I want to ask you, first of all, what brought you here to Edgewood? And then secondly, what's very special about this ranch to you as the sellers of this property? Go ahead, Ben, you first.
What brought me? I was originally from San Diego, California.
Mm-hmm.
And the traffic and just the amount of people there was just more than I could handle after a while, born and raised there. And so 17 years ago, I just up and decided to move out here to New Mexico, thought I'd try it living here. It looked like a great place to live, and I never looked back since.
And you told me during the break of sort of an interesting story of how the two of you met. It was one of those sort of circumstances that only occurs in New Mexico, I think. Jessica, why don't you describe how the two of you actually met each other?
Yes, my sister was actually packing up all her belongings and leaving for the rest of her life, and she flipped a U-turn on our drive and got stuck in a snowbank.
Wow.
And Benny came over and pulled her out, and that's how we met, and been together ever since.
And been together ever since. Well, you know, this is a very different environment than San Diego, that's for sure, isn't it, Benny?
Yes, it is. It's a great community to have your kids to raise, you know, to grow up in. I really enjoy the fact that you don't have to worry about any kind of vandalism or, you know, or theft or anything. We just have such a, you know, just a, I like to say that we leave the doors open and the keys in the car, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't do that anymore.
You know, it's hard to find that kind of security. But one thing that you mentioned to me, Jessica, before the show started was one of the very finest charter schools actually exists here. So that's important to people that maybe are thinking about moving to Edgewood.
Oh, absolutely. We have one of the best charter schools. It's called East Mountain High School. And we had 67 graduates this year. And of those 67 graduates, they were awarded over $970,000 in scholarships.
Wow.
It has one of the best graduation rates, one of the best grade averages, and the highest scholarship rate that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm.
It's a phenomenal school right up in the mountains of Cedar Crest.
And sort of staying on the you know, the periphery, the things about the community, Benny, you mentioned about the peace of mind that you get at the charter school.
Mm-hmm.
You also have some other things. You have a ski resort nearby, correct?
Mm-hmm.
We have a nice ski resort that's within about, I think you can make it there in 17 minutes
mm-hmm.
or so, and it's in a beautiful Sandia Mountains.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can almost see the top of it from our place here.
Wow.
And then we have SAS, the...
Single Action Shooting Society.
Okay, that's an association. That's a national association,
mm-hmm.
or is it international?
National
association. It's located here in Edgewood, of all
mm-hmm.
places.
Mm-hmm.
And what's their focus?
They actually do old-time mounted shooting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a phenomenal group, and it's just growing in leaps and bounds,
mm-hmm.
and the headquarters are here. So every June they do a huge festival, and it's quite a lot of fun.
People from all over the country, all over the world come here.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a little bit about this terrific property. Ginger Clark, my colleague, the associate broker that's actually listing this property for sale, and again, I want to remind you, we are at 72 Sandoval Road here in Edgewood. Just take Route 14 south to 344, and then make a right on Sandoval Road, follow the Santa Fe Realty Partner signs to get here. But there are, as Ginger framed, a lot of outbuildings. There's a fabulous main house that the two of you live in. Jessica, what would you like to sort of frame for the listeners about some of the special features?
The horse facilities are just phenomenal here. My husband and I designed those so that the horses would be safe. That was our biggest concern when we built this place. And everything is welded wire in the barn. The panels are welded wire. We've never had a horse get hurt here. It's beautiful. It's in the mountains. It's cool. You can ride year-round. It's just phenomenal. We have an outdoor reining track that we ride the reiners on. We have a small...
And back up for a moment again. You're, for purposes of someone who doesn't know what a reiner is, what
mm-hmm.
You're talking to a good group of people, who some of whom are not horse people like myself.
Okay.
So
the reining horses, again, are the ones that go and do the slides and the spins and figure eights. And it takes about 18 months to train a good reiner, 18 months to 2 years to train a good reiner, and that's what we do here. We have over 28 horses right now, many in training, some our own, and we have definitely facilities set up to do that. But our facility can also be used for dressage. I have a lot of clients that do all around. Went to the World Show last year and did a lot of showing, and was very successful with my youth program. So this facility could go any direction.
And when you speak to that, and Benny will come to the actual infrastructure here in a second, but when you speak to that, you have clients that are not just here in the immediate area, but you have clients that come from all over the place.
Absolutely.
Right?
People come from all over the place and leave their horses to be in training here. And the neat thing about this place is that any direction that you go, you're within 10 to 12 hours of any major world show or major major activity for the horses.
You mean this close to Albuquerque? And
actually, Oklahoma City is only 8 to 10 hours away. There's Whitesboro, Texas, where all the big rainers are. California is only about 12 hours away. So either direction that you go, you're going to hit some of the biggest shows in the country. All of the world shows are within 10 to 12 hours, which is just, it puts you in a phenomenal location for whatever breed you want to do.
And, Benny, let's talk a little bit about the actual infrastructure. We're sitting underneath this beautiful portal outside of the 28-stall barn. Talk about some of the features that the barn offers.
Our barn here is all block, filled concrete and walls, so they're horse-proof as much as you can get it. All the building is built. Anything that the horses can get to is all out of steel.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that covers the horses is out of steel. The building itself, the enclosed part of it, is all insulated, drywalled on the interior with galvalume metal on the lower part to where the horses are at. You can wash it off. Concrete floors. It's got drains in the floor so you can wash it down with hoses. Another thing that the whole property here is all corralled in different corrals so the horses just don't beat the place down. You know, we have a lot of vegetation here, a lot of trees and stuff, and you can't see across the property. It's got a lot of, you know, the New Mexico terrain. You know,
right.
It, It has 28 stalls, like I said. It has breezeways. It has stalls that range from 12 foot to 24 foot up to 26 foot by 80 foot.
Mm-hmm.
It has four big turnouts so that we can move the horses to the outside that are covered also, a covered portion, that are 55 by 160, and they're all pipe, steel, with fencing. We have it so that none of the horses can put their heads between the rails and rub their manes out or get to each other.
Just for purposes of people who are in the horse business understand the subtleties of what you're talking about and the importance of them, but for the average listener, what you're talking about is really you've gone the extra mile to make this a very comfortable place for the horses to live. Is that
yes.
the bottom line?
Yes. This is not your typical horse ranch that has just the pipe corrals, the store-bought ones that are just with T posts stuck in the ground. This is all everything put in steel and concrete posts, and it's been maintained very well, painted and everything, and it's been here for several years, and we maintain it every once in a while because horses are horses, but it is here to withstand the weather.
Right.
I mean it really does. The portel that's on the front of the barn here is all done with a brick floor. It's all open beam effect. It's the exterior of the main barn is plastered.
Right.
And it has windows. It's really a nice barn. It's not the store-bought metal type building.
Sure.
This is more of it's here forever.
Well, I tell you what, I'm a real estate broker and a host of a radio show, and I don't know too much about horse barns, but I find this to be very comfortable. I'd love to stay here all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, I tell you what, we're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate real quickly. Gino Thompson, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Jessica and Benny about all the different features here at this working horse ranch. Again, come down and join us here at 72 Sandoval Road in Edgewood. Thank you, Cleveland. Great timing. Take Route 14 South, go to 344, and then a right on Sandoval Road. Follow the Santa Fe Realty Partner signs, and we'll be back in a minute.
At 1-800-340-3...
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post for Santa Fe Realty Partners, and we are here today at a working horse ranch at 72 Sandoval Road in Edgewood. Take Route 14 South to Route 344, then make a right on Sandoval Road and follow the Santa Fe Realty Partner signs. There are horses around here. There are kitties running around. There's dogs. There's barbecue. There are gifts if you take a tour of this ranch. And I have with me the co-owners of the property, Jessica Gallagher and Benny Posadas. But before we go back into our conversation, guys, I'd like to just set up a conversation I had earlier with Stephen Etree, who is the co-owner
really
of Stephen's a consignment gallery, which is a locally owned and well-known institution in Santa Fe. So, tell you what, let's take a listen to what Stephen had to share with us today about actually doing an estate sale at a unique property just like this one.
I'd like to welcome Stephen Etree, co-owner of Stephen's a consignment gallery, a locally owned and well-known institution in Santa Fe with more than 28 years of experience offering quality antiques, furniture, art, as well as estate sale and art appraisal services. Today, Stephen's going to share his thoughts on how an on-site sale could work at a unique location like the horse ranch. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Thanks, Ray. It's good to be here. What a beautiful setting.
Yeah, it's a terrific setting, and I think you've got some thoughts about how a place like this, this beautiful horse ranch here in Edgewood, could be the site for an estate sale.
Yeah, absolutely right. You know, everybody's needs and desires are a little different when we deal with folks who are getting rid of years and years worth of accumulations. And one of the mechanisms that works really great is on-site sales. When you're dealing with, say, a home or a complex or a ranch or a farm that has accumulated lots and lots of items over the years, as you know, I don't know about you, but I know in my family in construction, we seem to accumulate a lot.
Yeah.
And it builds
right.
up.
Sure.
So instead of when you come to that point where you're looking to divest yourself of items, sometimes it just doesn't make sense to spread it out across many different venues, either, you know, trying to sell it online and sell it with three or four different antique or consignment shops.
Right.
Basically, doing it all one place, one time, pricing it and moving it at that location. So you're not putting money into the effort of moving it or storing it. really does make sense.
Right. And particularly with a place like this that's terribly unique. I mean, there aren't too many horse ranches, working horse ranches,
right,
with barns and stalls and all the different provisions that go mm-hmm. with actually training riders and maintaining horses. Those kinds of unique estate sales are something that you're very familiar with, right?
Yeah, you know, actually, they're the fun ones. They're the ones that are really fun to do because they're out of the norm. The things that you deal with in these sales are not what you run into every day, day in, day out.
Right.
So it's a fun thing to do. And, you know, we've been doing this for so long in Santa Fe. We've got a wonderful following. We've got over 2,800 people on our email list that are notified of our sales.
Mm-hmm.
That's proprietary, and people show up. They
yeah.
show up, and they're willing to buy.
Well, again, thank you, Stephen Etree, for some very useful suggestions. Please visit Stephen's associates today at his well-known gallery located at 2701 Cerrillos Road and tell them that you heard Stephen's commentary on all things real estate.
Great. Thanks a lot, Ray.
You bet.
Okay, welcome back here live at 72 Sandoval Road in Edgewood. Again, if you want to come down to this world-class equestrian center, this working horse ranch, which has a horse by the name of Cleveland, which she's looking at me, I'm looking at her. Sweetheart, say something. Her ears just went back. Anyway, jump in your car, drive down south on Route 14, come to Route 344, and then make a right on Sandoval Road. Follow the Santa Fe Realty Partner signs right to this beautiful ranch. Guys, let's get back into our conversation. I think Benny Posadas, the co-owner of this property, along with his lovely wife, Jessica Gallagher, you want to talk a little bit more about some of the amenities here of the barn again?
Yeah, I just want to let the listeners know that the barn has a hot wash, you know, a horse hot wash, so you can actually wash a horse inside the barn. It's all block wall also. It has three folding stalls. They're larger than a normal stall. They're 16 foot by 16 foot with a padded floor, and it's got the double doors on it so that you can lock them in, and it has a, you know, where you can walk outside. You also have the, we use it as a billiard room right now, but it has plumbing and sewer all hooked up into it so that it can be converted to a living quarters if necessary. It has a full laundry room, full shower, bathroom, and sink. This is for humans, of course. It has a attached to it that you can go through the doors and you go out into a covered walkway so you can feed the horses to another 13 stalls. And yeah, so you're completely out of the weather all the time. It has a hay storage area in there for a feed room. Entrance of the property. We have a people call it the bus station, but it's actually a little bus room because we have children, which we started out here with children, but our boys are grown up now.
Mm-hmm.
But during the winters here, they get a little bit cool.
Sure.
And we have a room up there that they can go up there and wait for the bus because the bus does come to the property.
Yeah, it looks like a little gatehouse.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's like a gatehouse. It can be used that, but they but right now it's fully insulated, drywalled with glass windows and electricity and telephone,
mm-hmm.
so that you can communicate with the kids or whoever. But it's up at the front of the property.
And again, I think just for the listeners' benefit, for those who are not horse aficionados, what Benny's been describing are some extremely well thought out and top of the line amenities for the care and feeding and breeding of horses that mm-hmm. actually you stable here, which you probably don't find in a lot of different horse ranches. Well, let's shift gears, and I think we've talked everything we can about this beautiful barn, which is in itself a place that someone might just want to live. But let's talk about the main house, which is a spectacular facility. And again, I should remind the listeners that Benny Posadas is actually a general contractor, and he built everything on this property. So, Benny, go ahead.
Yes, I've built, and I do a lot of building in Santa Fe, and we built some high-end homes, but because of that, I wanted to build myself one, and I built an adobe home here. It's 3,450 square feet, and it does have four fireplaces and, you know, the bedrooms and bathrooms and such. But the house is all plastered interior walls, diamond finish, with the exterior stucco. It has a steel roof with a polyurethane on the flat areas with a part of the house is a real high 9 and 12 pitch roof. It's called a kind of a northern New Mexico style. It's got dormers and stuff in the living room. It has high beam ceilings. They're about 20 foot high. the living room is. And the kitchen also has high beam ceilings.
Uh-huh.
And we have cove ceilings with Viga standing spruce beams that are in the bedroom. Actually, there's seven different ceiling styles inside the house.
Uh-huh.
We have a closed circuit TV system that's hooked up to the barn so you can monitor anything, babies or whatever, up here. Kitchen has the Sub-Zero refrigerator with Wolf stove, warming drawer. It has brick floors. The main part of the house, the bedroom areas, is a wood floor.
Mm-hmm.
We have a dog shower also. We
oh,
have
I saw
large,
that, yeah.
a large mud room, a very large mud room, and we have a dog shower, so you can bring your dogs in and bathe them inside there and actually leave them in the mud room.
Mm-hmm.
It has a very nice large laundry room with a lot of cabinets, and it has an office besides what we said that's attached to the house.
Right.
The garage is completely finished. It's all drywalled and insulated also.
Mm-hmm.
We also have an out, a nice shop. It's a 1,200 square foot. It's a Mueller metal building.
Mm-hmm.
It has double roll-up doors, a man door, windows. It's also insulated. We have a nice big 1,200 square foot hay barn.
Mm-hmm.
And it also has a block wall that can be closed off for secured storage too that I'm part of it.
Well, I just want to interrupt for a second because, and you're doing a great job of summarizing better than most real estate brokers would do about all the amenities of this property. But as the proud builder of the property, you know it better than anyone. I want to point out that Colin McAdams, my technician, is actually petting Cleveland. So for any listener that's out there that wants to actually be in the space with a beautiful horse today, come on down here to 72 Sandoval Road in Edgewood, take Route 14 South, Route 344 to Sandoval Road. Enjoy some barbecue. Enjoy the animals that are here. Look at this beautiful property. Take a tour of it. And if you take a tour, you can enter a drawing for free gifts. Jessica, we received an email from someone here, and actually a couple of them. The first one is, hey, Ray, can the ranch accommodate the breeding and housing of llamas?
Oh, absolutely. That's a great question. I have a friend that's an alpaca breeder, and I spend a lot of time at her place. And this facility would actually be ideal for an alpaca facility or a llama facility. The turnouts are huge, and they're enough to put, even 8-10 animals in each turnout, and there's four of those. Plus, we have the double-sized stalls. I think it would be absolutely ideal. We have barns that are spread out in three different locations on this facility. So you could separate the males from the females, and I think it would be perfect for such an adventure.
Well, and I think that's an interesting, by the way, that came from Bill. Sorry, thank you, Bill, for the question. I think the reality is that llama farming is becoming, it's becoming even larger.
Yes, it is.
In New Mexico. There are quite a few of them around, so this beautiful working horse ranch could become your dream llama facility as well.
Absolutely.
We also received another email, guys, which I want to point. By the way, I have a cat who's sleeping on one of my gear bags here. Right? I mean, this is really, if you want to be around with animals today, come on down here to 72 Sandoval Row. Hi, Ray. Are the sellers offering everything in the stable with the sale of the property? That's from Susan, and you told me there's a little bit of a clarification on that. Thank you for the question, Susan.
Hi, Susan. Answer to that question is probably complicated, but there's a lot of things that would go with this facility. Obviously, the feeders and the panels and the hot walker, all of those things would stay. Our personal tack and personal horses, of course, would go with us. So I hope that answers that question.
Uh-huh. Good question. Thank you. Well, let's go back. Benny did a great job of describing the main house, the barn, the facility here. I want to get back a little bit to some of the texture of this beautiful area. Jessica, you talked a little bit earlier about the reasons that you came here.
Mm-hmm.
Benny moved from San Diego. You actually come from Maryland.
Correct.
You would not go back to Maryland.
Oh, no.
This is the place you want to stay. As a matter of fact, I understand, if I'm not revealing anything to thousands of people that are listening to the show, that you want to sell the ranch and still stay in the area, actually.
Absolutely.
Move to Santa Fe, which is Ginger Clark's delight, because
yep.
she'll be working with you. So talk a little bit more about some of the features of Edgewood that would be attractive to someone, maybe with a family.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we would love to stay here, even in this local area. Cedar Crest is so close, and it's a beautiful little mountain community, and we have so many activities and so many functions that happen throughout the year. We have a great little brewery up there that we love to go to, and an excellent restaurant, Ribs, up there in Cedar Crest. Like we said, the ski resort's 15, 20 minutes away. And we have an excellent golf course that's 15 minutes away. We have some of the best school systems that I've ever seen, and the weather is phenomenal. We can ride year-round here, maybe one or two days a year that we're not able to ride.
A little too chilly.
A little bit of snow here and there.
Yeah.
But really, you know, this past year, there was probably only 1 week out of the entire year that I wasn't able to work courses and ride.
Mm-hmm.
The weather's just gorgeous. We love it here. The activities are phenomenal. Today they're having a car show right down the road, and it has over 1,000 cars. It's just phenomenal how big it's gotten.
Wow.
And yet it still has a very, very small town feel.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Benny and Jessica about this beautiful Working Horse Ranch. So join us today down here at 72 Sandoval Road in Edgewood. Take Route 14 South to 344 to Sandoval Road. Follow the Santa Fe Realty Partner signs. Enjoy some barbecue. Take a tour of the ranch. Enter a drawing for free gifts. So join us. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and by the sound of that music, you know that we are up to our regular Open House of the Week segment, but again, because we're doing an open house at a remote broadcast today, 72 Sandoval Road serves as our Open House of the Week. And I'm here in the last segment of the show with my very good friends, are very good friends now, Benny Posadas and Jessica Gallagher, who are the proud co-owners of this beautiful Working Horse Ranch. Again, here at 72 Sandoval Road. Again, join us here. We're going to be here for a while. We've got some barbecue. We've got some gifts to give away if you take a tour of the property. So if you're coming down from Santa Fe, just jump into your car, drive down on Route 16 South to 344 to Sandoval Road. I'll tell you what, in the last sort of few minutes we can talk about the property, Penny, what sort of thoughts do you have you want to leave with the listeners?
Well, you know, the house, I wanted to mention that when we built the house, we added a lot of nice things and different things that we wanted to do. We put hand-hewn beams in the house that were 200-year-old white oak beams. They come out of Pennsylvania where they took some old barns down, and we've integrated them into the house. The front portel and the back portel are all old antique white oak beams with maple rafters, round pole rafters.
And they're beautiful. I've taken a tour. They really are.
Very, very old. We've got actually on the front courtyard entrance, we have a pair of doors that came from the Hacienda of Pancho Villa from Mexico.
Oh, my gosh.
That are here that we put into the house.
Huh. How did you find those?
Well, we found those. A fellow that did all of our fireplaces, his uncle lives down there, and he goes down to visit him, and his uncle's ranch is right next door to the Pancho Villa ranch and estate.
No kidding. So you can get a little bit of history by buying here at 72 Sandoval Road.
Yeah. We also have in the guest room, we have some double old, they're probably, I don't know how old they are, but I'm assuming they're a couple hundred years old, hand-made wooden doors from China.
Mm-hmm.
That are really unique. You never know it. You'd think they're from Mexico or something, but they're not.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Yeah. And Jessica, from your standpoint, the community here has been so embracing to you for the years that you and Benny have lived here.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you said you'd like to stay in the area, but you want to sell the ranch to someone who can appreciate what this fine facility has to offer. What would you like to leave with the listeners today about your views about why someone should make this their home?
Oh, I just think this is such a phenomenal place to live. And in all honesty, I've had more business than I can even handle the past 2 years. My barn is always full, whether they be Rainer's, Western Pleasure, English Pleasure, all around trail. I just have more business than I can even keep up with.
Mm-hmm.
And the community is phenomenal. It's just a great place to live.
Mm-hmm.
It's a phenomenal facility here. It's safe. It's And it's very unique. It's up in the mountains. It's got gorgeous views everywhere you look. So it's a once-in-a-lifetime facility.
Yeah, it really is. And, again, I invite everyone to come on down here and join my colleague, Ginger Clark, this afternoon, who is the broker who is listing this beautiful Working Horse Ranch. Again, this is 72 Sandoval Road. Guys, I've got about a minute before I'm going to bring Ginger on to close out the show. Benny, you have any last thoughts you want to leave?
Yeah, there's one other thing that we're offering with the ranch. It's the possibility. We have an indoor arena that could go with the ranch. We haven't erected it yet. We have the site prepared for it. But it's a 16,000-plus square foot indoor arena, all steel, metal, pro panel outside roof and everything. It's sitting here on the property. I just have never put it up yet. If we don't sell it with it, of course, it's going with us.
Right.
But if somebody was interested in it, it also has the ability to put a 1,000-square-foot pond here.
Wow.
That can be maintained from the roof water that comes off this arena.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you've got quite a few things that make this place
that that could come with the actual purchase. And one more thing.
Another thing, too, is that, you know, we're not only horse people. We also like to hunt and fish.
Mm-hmm.
And we water ski and we snow ski and stuff. And obviously, we know the snow skiing is very close, but we can get up on any Sunday morning and take an hour and a half ride, and we're in the water.
Wow.
Water skiing, and and or we can go in an hour and a half, be up in the Pecos Mountains, you know, going you know, fly fishing and
stuff, or
going hunting, you know. So, you know, you have all these things to, you know, that you can do, you know, in any given Saturday or Sunday or whatever. You know?
Well, you're a great salesman, Benny Posadas, Jessica Gallagher, sorry. You are the proud owners of this property, 72 Sandoval Road. I'm going to have Ginger Clark come on here for about the last minute or so before we have to conclude the program. Ginger, it's been a fun afternoon, hasn't it?
Oh, this is great. I mean, the horses, the people, it's a lot of fun. This is made for wholesome family living. This is where you bring your kids and you raise them. This is super. And, you know, Ray, as another broker, you know that the details are so important.
Right.
And everywhere I look on this ranch, from the exquisite construction of the house and the barn, but I'm looking at a coyote fence right now, dripping with honeysuckle and birdhouses and, you know, just beautiful perennials that Jessica has put in. It's meant for quality and beauty in life, and this is it. You know, 35 minutes or so to Albuquerque, 45 to Santa Fe. You're in the middle of everything. And did I mention it's turnkey?
Yes.
Bring your toothbrush.
Yeah,
that
is. Well, again, if people wanted to take a tour of the property today, you're going to be here for a while this afternoon, Ginger. Again, 72 Sandoval Road here in Edgewood. This is a beautiful four-bedroom main house with 3.5 baths, about 4,000 square feet. It sits on 40 acres of land. As Ginger, you pointed out earlier, there are also 38 additional acres that could be part of a separate transaction if someone wanted to really expand. But the nice thing about this is that, as you said, it's turnkey. If someone is in the horse business and they want literally a world-class facility, they could not look any further, don't need to look any further than this place, correct?
That's absolutely right, Ray. And it's, you know, it's the details. It's where it's, as you know, location, location, location.
Right.
And this is it. This is a short hop to airport in Albuquerque. It's got everything. It's located centrally. And, you know, it's very special to me. This is probably one of the most
There you go. That's
a
Clancy.
You know, I've got a mortgage broker here. I mean, a banker here.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy Blay from New Mexico Bank and Trust is here. If anybody has any questions, call me on my cell, and I'll put you on with financing.
And what is that cell number?
That sale number is $1,475,000.
Right, and your cell phone number?
Cell number is 505-670-3645.
Okay, that's great. Well, Ginger Clark, thank you very much for hosting this terrific event today here at 72 Sandoval Road in Edgewood. Again, this is a beautiful four-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath property on 40 acres of land. It's about a 4,000-square-foot main house. There is a 28-stall working, very high-tech barn. Oh, you obviously know we are at a horse ranch. You can hear the horses. And this has really been a pleasure for all of us today to be at this beautiful facility. So, again, I want to encourage everyone to come down here to 72 Sandoval Road in Edgewood off of Route 344 just south of Santa Fe. Tour this fabulous working horse ranch. We'll be here until about 2 p.m. today. Thank you, Ginger Clark, Jessica Gallagher, and Benny Posadas for hosting this remote broadcast today. And thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, Colin McAdams, my extraordinary technician here on site, as well as Kate, Melissa, Phil, and the rest of the gang back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for producing a fine show. Thank you for tuning in today, and please know that I would be happy to help you, would love to help you with your own real estate issues, so call me at 989-8900. Please join us next Sunday for another remote broadcast at 1330 Vista Mirada in Santa Fe. So until next Sunday at noon right here on 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.